MMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. More than 100 firefighters spent their early morning hours putting out a 3-alarm fire at Leisure World in Olney this morning. Montgomery County Fire says it started around 1:30 in the roof of the 3-story building. Nobody was injured. Firefighters did have to help a number of people get out of the building. At least 4 apartments in the senior living community were damaged. History will be made today when the Archbishop of Washington, Wilton Gregory, is made the first black cardinal ever.
The 72-year-old Gregory was born in Illinois. He rose through the ranks of the church, shepherding the American bishops through tumultuous times, the first wave of the clergy abuse scandal. Then, in 2004, Pope John Paul II named him Archbishop of Atlanta, Georgia. Last year, in the wake of another abuse scandal involving the now disgraced ex-cardinal and ex-priest Theodore McCarrick, Pope Francis appointed him as Archbishop of Washington, D.C. But many are asking why it took so long for America to have a black man receive the red hat of a prince of the church.
Fox's Lauren Green. This year, shopping local is being called a patriotic duty by one Maryland state leader on this Small Business Saturday.
We're going to lose 20,000 to 30,000 small businesses in the state of Maryland if we don't take immediate action.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho says he's going to shop local.
I can tell you the 10 businesses in Tacoma Park, Maryland, that I'm going to buy a gift certificate from.
To support Maryland small businesses, not the big online behemoths.
I wonder if it's safe to give my credit card to them. Yes, it is safe. This is America. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Money's already tight for many Americans during the pandemic, and things may get worse next year. Student debt forgiveness will disappear January 1st, and landlords are expected to be permitted to go back into court to start eviction proceedings again.
Consumer debt and financial behavior expert Michael Micheletti of the Freedom Financial Network says there are programs to help consumers through this financial minefield.
You have to make those proactive conversations with your mortgage provider, your auto loan provider, your credit card providers as well. And if you cannot get the necessary relief in those conversations, then you know that there are still other opportunities, other tools, financial tools for you to utilize.
Micheletti says many people may file for personal bankruptcy next year. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
WMAL Sports, the NFL is taking action to stop the spread of COVID-19.
All NFL team facilities are going to be closed to in-person activities Monday and Tuesday. The league sending out a memo Friday citing the spike in COVID-19 cases around the country, as well as the understanding that a number of players and staff celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday with out-of-town guests. Now, the ban doesn't apply to teams that are already scheduled to play on those days, and the NFL Players Association has told players to alert teams if they had guests over the past several days. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear The Wise Investor at 9, Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7. And Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
When a previous spinal surgery failed to resolve his severe back pain, Joe finally found relief with the experienced spine surgeons at MedStar Health. They treat simple to complex cases with state-of-the-art technology like robotics. Joe's minimally invasive spine surgery resulted in fewer complications and faster recovery.
I received first-class treatment. I'm proud to call the MedStar physicians who treated me my A-team.
His concerns about COVID-19 were eased by MedStar Health screening all patients prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients.
My everyday life was filled with pain. I knew I needed treatment and felt comfortable having surgery thanks to the hospital's safety measures, like social distancing, wearing face masks, and disinfecting high-touch areas. I'm happy to say I'm now living my life pain-free.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
WMAL Traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier incidents on southbound 95 at Lorton Road has been cleared and everything has been reopened, and no delays from Woodbridge and Lorton heading in towards Springfield. Now on 395 in the express lane, seeing a little bit of heavy volume approaching Duke Street. Traveling along the Capitol Beltway, everything runs at speed throughout Maryland and Virginia, and so far so good on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Do keep in mind that in the district, you will find a portion of 23rd Street closed in both directions in southeast between Savannah Terrace and Alabama Avenue for utility work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Plenty of sunshine on this Saturday. We will see some slightly cooler temperatures. We did reach the lower 60s yesterday. Highs today into the upper 50s. Later on tonight, it will be clear and cold across the region. Lows in the 30s throughout the area, lower 30s in the suburbs, upper 30s closer to D.C. and points east towards the Bay. We head towards your Sunday, morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, high temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Celebrate Thanksgiving and the December holidays at Canopy Pike & Rose. Groups can dine in the restaurant or tented outdoor rooftop terrace. Schedule a private party for up to 50 people in their modern and chic event space. Or if you prefer, the Canopy team can prepare a meal for you to finish at home. Savor the perfect chef-created seasonal and local menu made just for your group. Call 301-882-9400 to learn how the Canopy Pike & Rose team can make your holidays magical. 940 Rose Avenue, second floor in Pike & Rose.
I have PenFed, that's a fact.
I have PenFed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards Card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
We never thought 2020 was going to be this challenging, did we? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and during this difficult time, we need hope. We need a kind of hope that is not just wishful thinking, but rather hope defined as a confident expectation. Let's see hope when we see so many neighbors leaving their homes to exercise and pursue a healthy lifestyle. Let's see hope when we see diverse groups marching together in pursuit of justice and equality. Let's see hope when we see faithful police officers pursue their calling of caring for their neighbors and communities. We have a lot of outstanding problems in our world today, but let's see hope and have hope. Let's work together, play together, and let's dream together. At the Good Feet Store, we would love to help you find hope again. Let's see if we can help you work better, play better, and start dreaming without your feet getting in the way. The Good Feet Store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, or visit us at goodfeet.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It's Thanksgiving weekend, but even on Thanksgiving evening, right when we were all having dinner, President Trump was making news. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, and he will tell us all about it. John, good morning.
Good morning, and a happy belated Thanksgiving to you and all our friends in Radio Land.
Thank you, John.
The president celebrated Thanksgiving in his own way with an impromptu news conference with White House pool reporters. One, I might add, that was later streamed on other networks, including Newsmax. The president indicated that while it would be a mistake, he felt, to certify Joe Biden as the next president, he would accept the outcome of the election and, of course, move from the White House. He did not answer the question, however, of whether he would attend the inaugural of a President Joe Biden. And the betting in official Washington now is that he will be the fourth president in American history who did not go to the inauguration of his successor, the other being John Adams not going to Thomas Jefferson's in 1801, John Quincy Adams not going to that of Andrew Jackson in 1828, and Andrew Johnson not going to the 1869 inaugural of Ulysses S. Grant, simply because Grant didn't want him in the same carriage. this would be a first for the 20th and 21st centuries if President Trump is, instead of seeing his successor sworn in on the golf course at Mar-a-Lago. That seems to be the latest from the White House at this point. He was still feisty with reporters he does not like. Jeff Mason, veteran White House correspondent, asked a question, and the president responded with, "Don't you ever talk to the president that way." Donald Trump will not go quietly into the night.
John, we are 25 days past Election Day, and there are still some House seats that haven't been determined, and some of them are within, what, a handful of votes?
Well, Iowa's 2nd District, Central Iowa, in this case, Marionette Miller Meeks, doctor, Army Reserve Colonel and State Senator, making her fourth run for Congress, is leading her opponent, Democrat Rita Hart, by 8 votes out of more than 300,000 cast. This late figure comes from an ongoing recount. Now, in Scott County, which was a hub of support for Ms. Hart, 5,000 votes need to be recounted at this point. It could go either way, and I talked to a former county chairman, Bill Keedle of Johnson County, who reminded me that Iowa has an unusual law. If it ever came to a tie between Republican Miller Meeks and Democrat Hart, the winner would be determined, are you ready for this, by drawing a name out of a hat. That is the law in the Hawkeye State. In New York's 22nd District, since Election Day, when the absentee ballots and mail-in voting all came through, former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney had a lead of 100 to 300 votes, depending on who was counting, over Democratic Congressman Anthony Brindisi. This district is an 8-county district, and its hub is Utica. Well, it turns out now that the counting has gone on, and all 8 counties submitted their results the day before Thanksgiving. They have to be certified by a judge in Oswego County, and he is not going to send it on for certification until he rules on the validity of some ballots. Last night, Mr. Brindisi suddenly announced that he had a lead of 13 votes over longtime leader Tenney. Not so fast, said the Tenney camp. Many of the votes that he was including in the count are votes that are thrown out already by the judge and are the product of the wrong addition of different columns. They're going to show this on Monday when the judge is permitting challenges to the ballots. This means that this race may not be determined until December or possibly even on the eve of the new Congress being sworn in January.
Joe Biden announcing a number of team members on Tuesday night, and when you look at some of those names, we've heard them before.
We certainly have. Tony Blinken was his choice for Secretary of State. There was never really any doubt about it, at least from this reporter's opinion. Mr. Blinken is someone who comes from a prominent family. His father was ambassador to Hungary. His stepfather, Samuel Pizar, is a survivor of Dachau and Auschwitz concentration camps. He was a best-selling author and a prominent international attorney. Tony Blinken himself almost seems to have been preparing for his rendezvous as Secretary of State to Joe Biden. The two are very close. Blinken was staff director of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee when it was chaired by then-Senator Biden in the 1990s. He was on the National Security Council staff under President Obama and then Deputy Secretary of State in Obama's second term. He is probably as close to Joe Biden as James Baker, Secretary of State and close personal friend, was to George H.W. Bush, or for that matter, Mike Pompeo to Donald Trump. In addition, Jake Sullivan, Another intimate of Joe Biden's will be the National Security Advisor, and Linda Thomas-Jones will be U.N. Ambassador. She is an Africa specialist and former U.S. Ambassador to Liberia. So far, the new president has avoided controversy at all costs. He could have named Susan Rice, the former U.N. Ambassador, as Secretary of State, but it was just not in the cards. A Republican Senate would have wreaked havoc over her confirmation with the digging up of the Benghazi affair, which resulted in the death of four Americans in Libya in 2012.
President Trump making the Flynn family's Thanksgiving dinner a little more pleasant with a presidential pardon. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats piled on that one. But pardons are pardons. Pardon me, the president is allowed to do that. And as we look ahead, who might we also see on that list between now and January 20th?
The president could pardon, as his predecessors have, people he wants to see out of prison or their records cleaned up right up to the day he leaves office. In fact, right up to noon on January 20th, he could be saying, pardon me, to a lot of people. The name on most of the pardon lists at this point, albeit for speculation, is that of Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign chairman. Mr. Manafort, as you know, was one of several people targeted, tried, all under the aegis of Robert Mueller, the former special prosecutor whom the president holds in minimum high regard. Mr. Manafort got an extensive sentence in prison and faced financial ruination. Now he's in very bad health and past the age of 70. He would be a natural for the president to pardon. In addition, the president already commuted the sentence of longtime friend and advisor Roger Stone. He may just simply give him a pardon and clean the record. Ditto for George Papadopoulos, the campaign aide who got, I believe, a 30-day prison sentence. And again, this is the equivalent of expunging a criminal record for someone. Outside of Trump intimates, the name that comes up and is heard most often among people who are watching the pardon attorney's office is that of former Congressman Steve Stockman, Republican of Texas. He was sent to prison with a long sentence for campaign finance violations. Now, I've covered Steve Stockman for 26 years, ever since he beat the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee to win his first term. He was defeated and then later came back in 2012 and left after one term. Little did I know he was facing a legal tussle that landed him in jail. He has always said that he was a victim of the deep state, a Trump supporter, and an outspoken foe of former President Obama, and he could easily be pardoned by the president. Certainly a lot of the president's supporters in Texas are saying, let Steve go.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thank you very much. And remember, you can follow John on Twitter, at John Gizzi.
Looking forward to having you follow me on Twitter. Come on aboard. You'll have fun doing it.
And we're going to talk with Cheryl Atkinson next. But first, let's head to the WMAL Traffic Center. Michelle Murray is there this morning.
In the district, you will find a portion of Howard Road closed between Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Southeast and South Capitol Street for construction this weekend, but detours are posted. Now, also keep in mind that in Chevy Chase, a portion of Beach Drive is closed in both directions between the Kensington Parkway and Garrett Park Road to allow for social distance recreation. Same holds true in Bethesda for the Little Falls Parkway between Massachusetts Avenue and Arlington Road, and the Sligo Creek Parkway is closed between University Boulevard and Old Carroll Avenue until Sunday evening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Plenty of sunshine on this Saturday. We will see some slightly cooler temperatures. We did reach the lower 60s yesterday. Highs today into the upper 50s. Later on tonight, it will be clear and cold across the region. Lows in the 30s throughout the area. Lower 30s in the suburbs. Upper 30s closer to D.C. Points east towards the bay. We head towards your Sunday, morning sunshine, afternoon clouds. High temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
45 degrees at 720 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thanksgiving weekend, I'm Rick Fowler. Glad you've joined us this holiday weekend and very glad to have Cheryl Atkinson join us. She's the host of Full Measure. Of course, that's every Sunday on ABC7. She has authored the brand new book just out this week, Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. And good morning, Cheryl. It is wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
We have seen the evolution of network news from journalism to, in whatever you want to call network news today, on the major broadcast outlets. Tell us a little bit about that evolution, what you've seen, and how you lay it out in the book.
Well, you know, it depends on what network you're talking about, but in general, and I'll go back to CNN. I worked there in 1990, back when it was a news organization, before I worked at CBS and PBS. And we were as just the facts, I think, as it was possible to be when I was at CNN. We would not have dreamed of inserting our opinions into the news coverage. In fact, most of our news coverage had nothing to do with politics. I don't know if you remember, but we had a political show called Crossfire. At some point, we had Inside Politics, a half-hour program, and there may have been some discussion, but there's a lot going on in the world and in this country that are outside Washington, D.C. politics. So that's mostly what we did, and we kept our opinions out of it. And I have some fun interviews in the book, like with Lou Waters, former CNN anchor, saying it was so important at the beginning of CNN for the personalities to keep to themselves, the anchors, that when he had twin baby boys, the other anchors were instructed to not mention that on the air. And he said there was discussion in the beginning of CNN, before I got there, that the anchors shouldn't even say their names. So contrast that with what you see today on all the networks, but particularly cable, where it's so personality and opinion driven in a way that just would not have been accepted. And we were run back then, Rick, by Ted Turner, the liberal billionaire donor, who did not interfere, to my knowledge, at least with me, ever in our daily coverage. And he even has been quoted as saying in recent years that he thinks CNN has kind of gone off the rails and gotten too far into the opinion side. So again, it's people who were born, you know, if you're younger than 25 years old or maybe even 30, you may not remember a time when the news sort of just covered facts on the ground and tried to get both sides rather than coming to conclusion. Same at CBS. When I started there, I think we tried hard. You know, there's a variety. I was always accused of being a liberal journalist, and CBS was seen as sort of liberal-leaning media. But I can tell you that I thought we were, by and large, quite fair, diverse stories, you know, not a lot of issues on my end until, you know, increasingly when the pharmaceutical industry got involved and was able to censor stories, and then political interests and other corporate interests, and then ideologues came into the newsroom and started shaping the news. It just got to be an entirely different world.
Whatever happened to the standards of facts and fact-checking? In other words, pretty much anything can end up now as an anonymous source, and it becomes fact by the second or third generation of the story. We saw that with the Russia collusion narrative. We've seen it with so many stories, and you lay out a list of media mistakes in the book.
Well, and it depends on who's making it and whose side you're on, because, of course, as you said, with Russia collusion, this unsupported and false information from sometimes anonymous sources was treated as a fact, as if it was to be believed. But now, as we see, when on-the-record people for 2020 are making accusations about the integrity of the election and have filed affidavits and sworn under oath under threat of perjury to certain facts. Some of these people are lawyers. There's one who's a Democrat observer, for example. But that's not treated like fact. That's treated as if it's a lie, you know, with skepticism. So it's this double standard that you and I have talked about before that I dig into in the book. And, yes, I have a list of media mistakes in the era of Trump, because there are plenty of lists purporting to categorize or catalog Trump's lies by pretty much every news organization, and their entire reporters that are assigned to do nothing but write about that. But I noticed early on that there was nobody marking sort of the flip side of the same coin, which is when the media makes mistakes about President Trump. And it's an egregious list, and none of the mistakes I found ever went in Trump's favor. So it starts to look like a pattern. They all were to the detriment of Trump or his supporters. So there's over 130. And by the way, I only counted as one when there was an egregious media error about President Trump, but it was picked up by, you know, anywhere between 10, 20 news organizations to all over the world. I just count that as one. And, you know, the New York Times is leading the way. Once one of the most well-respected news organizations on the planet, it's just the shift is just unrecognizable from what it was 10 years ago. And people who work there, some people who work there agree with that assessment.
Well, a stunning example was Tony Bobulinski. He was a business partner with Hunter Biden. He came out shortly before the election, turned his PDAs over to the FBI, sat down for 6 hours with the FBI. He did a press conference, and it basically got no coverage outside of Fox News and conservative talk radio. And here you had a guy who sat down with the FBI, and if you lie to the FBI, you end up like Michael Flynn.
Well, once again, we have somebody on the record who had access to material and then a confirmation that he turned it over to the FBI, with the press, as you say, sort of blacking it out and refusing to cover it and deeming it to be unreliable on its face and asking whether it was hacked and should we even have the material, and contrast that with how they treated the information that came, the false information that came about Trump and Russia, or any number of other stories, as I say, that are cataloged in the book. And this is what I think is so dangerous. If you step back and look at the big picture, we're now in a place where there's a crisis in confidence in our institution. People don't believe the Department of Justice equally applies the law to people. People don't think the media in general is telling the truth or giving all the facts, depending on who's presenting them. People don't think that those running our election system are doing it necessarily fairly. And they don't know what to believe. And to me, the great irony is, those who are not being believed turn to the viewing public and say, what's wrong with you? You're conspiracy theorists, without understanding that their own role in the landscape that we have today, that they created it by their actions. They created this crisis of confidence. And in my view, they're the ones to blame for it.
Cheryl Atkinson, new book, Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. It is out now. You can order it at Amazon.com. And I think if you have a family member that you've had those debates with, in fact, if you had one of those debates over Thanksgiving dinner, get a copy of the book, send it to them, and it will really enlighten people as to what's going on, because a lot of people don't pay that much attention to it. They get their news from one source, and Cheryl's book really can enlighten those types of folks as to what's really gone on in the messaging in the media these days. Cheryl, thank you very much, and enjoy your holiday weekend.
You too. Thanks again.
You bet. 728. Coming up next, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland.
Need an escape? Then gaze skyward and listen to the Wild Thing podcast as host Laura Krantz searches for extraterrestrial life.
The Pentagon's secret UFO program wasn't the military's first flirtation with this world.
Gaze skyward for season 2 of Wild Thing.
It's truly breathtaking. As a pilot and a former Air Force officer, I can definitively say that this craft did not resemble any man-made object that I'd ever seen.
Listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
This year, let's celebrate a little. A lot of time away from your people makes you miss them a little more. And you're a little more likely to appreciate the stuff that matters most this holiday. So here's a pro tip. Big gifts are out. That's why the Virginia Lottery has a little something for your friends and family. Holiday scratchers. Yes, they are literally little. But we promise you'll get big props. You know what? Let's take a little moment. Holiday scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. It's the little things.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. It's a big day at the Vatican, where 13 men will be elevated to the College of Cardinals. Among them, the Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Washington, Wilton Gregory. He'll be the first black cardinal in history.
I'm glad I was the one that was chosen, but obviously there have been wonderful, there are wonderful other African-American bishops.
This morning's ceremony starts at 10 our time. It will be live streamed on the Archdiocese's website. A Louisiana pastor charged with violating state COVID-19 restrictions by holding large church services will not be spared by the Supreme Court. Last night, Justice Samuel Alito turned away a request from Life Tabernacle Church pastor Tony Spell to get involved in the dispute. Spell sued the state and local officials in May. A warning from Maryland's comptroller this Small Business Saturday.
We're going to lose 20,000 to 30,000 small businesses in the state of Maryland if we don't take immediate action to pump some money into their back pockets.
Peter Franchot says there may be a financial incentive in it for you, too. The state's credit unions are offering double, triple, and quadruple points if you use their credit cards to shop local in the next month or two. WMAL Sports, the NFL, will close all team facilities Monday and Tuesday after many players and staff celebrated Thanksgiving with out-of-town guests. The ban does not apply to teams that are already scheduled to play those days. Traffic and weather next.
Joanne thought she had tried everything to relieve her back pain. At 73 years old, her 7-year struggle with back pain wasn't going away. Then she met with the expert spine surgeons at MedStar Health. After a video visit with her spine surgeon and a follow-up office visit, her robotic surgery was performed with fewer complications and a faster recovery.
It's not right to stay in pain. You have a choice. The care was phenomenal, and I knew I was in good hands.
Patients can depend on MedStar Health. We're taking robust measures like screening and testing everyone for COVID-19 prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients. Joanne is now loving life pain-free.
My recovery was smooth, and I'm back to playing with my grandchildren.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
Just under a minute to go, Mahomes drops back for the pass. He looks, he's under pressure.
I'm Patrick Mahomes, and when it's game time, the pressure heats up. So when it's gift time, I go where there's no pressure at all, Helzberg Diamonds. They've got stunning jewelry at great prices and all the advice you need to bring home a winning gift. Give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds and feel like an MVP.
Get a free Nintendo Switch Lite when you spend $699.99 or more. Offer valid 11/24 through 12/2 while supplies last. See online or in store for details.
WMAL traffic. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, a couple of disabled vehicles are being cleared from the roadway on 95 southbound at the Dumfries exit and on westbound 66 right at exit 57 in Fairfax, so you should now find everything reopened there. And so far, not seeing any delays on 66 or 95 this morning, and 395 is still running at a good pace from Metz Road to the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Now, in the district, do keep in mind that a portion of 23rd Street is closed for utility work in both directions between Savannah Terrace and Alabama Avenue. Now from GarageJoyPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure moving over the region this weekend, making for dry conditions both days. Expect high temperatures in the upper 50s on your Saturday under mostly sunny skies. Be clear and cold as we head tonight. Lows below freezing in the outlying suburbs, but closer to the upper 30s downtown as you wake up on your Sunday. So a chilly start to your Sunday. Partly cloudy otherwise. We'll see morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, high temperatures into the mid-50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We never thought 2020 was going to be this challenging, did we? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and during this difficult time, we need hope. We need a kind of hope that is not just wishful thinking, but rather hope defined as a confident expectation. Let's see hope when we see so many neighbors leaving their homes to exercise and pursue a healthy lifestyle. Let's see hope when we see diverse groups marching together in pursuit of justice and equality. Let's see hope when we see faithful police officers pursue their calling of caring for their neighbors and communities. We have a lot of outstanding problems in our world today, but let's see hope and have hope. Let's work together, play together, and let's dream together. At the Good Feet Store, we would love to help you find hope again. Let's see if we can help you work better, play better, and start dreaming without your feet getting in the way. The Good Feet Store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, or visit us at goodfeet.com.
Don't miss the Black Friday Doorbusters this weekend only at Mattress Warehouse, where mattresses start at just $49. Save up to $1,000 and take advantage of 0% interest financing for 72 months on select purchases. Get a free box spring or free adjustable base with select purchases. For a limited time, get free delivery on all orders over $499. That's free delivery and setup in your home. As always, Mattress Warehouse has a one-year price guarantee. Visit sleephappens.com for a Mattress Warehouse location near you.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this, so I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit aetnafeds.com/radio.
There is nothing more important to me and my team than a patient leaving the office with a smile they absolutely love. Yes, you can have the smile you've always wanted. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and we offer total solution dentistry, which includes comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry as well as implant treatments, from a single tooth to full mouth restoration. Whether it's yellow or dulling teeth, teeth that are crooked, chipped or broken, or years of not seeing a dentist, we can restore your smile to one that's balanced and natural with gentle sedation options, all done in one office. And we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. Let my team work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. We change people's lives daily, and we can change yours today. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry at 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
.com/7:37. It's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us every week. And, of course, he is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. And he is also the author of Operation Dark Heart. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, big story out of Iran. The Iranian top nuclear scientist was killed Friday in an alleged assassination that the country's foreign minister is now linking to Israel. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh was one of the masterminds of Iran's controversial nuclear program and had been really heading up things for decades there. What do we know so far about this? Again, Iran pointing the fingers at Israel.
Well, that's the thing. We don't know a lot. It's all from the Iranians. And so far, they just simply state that there were two vehicles that were destroyed west of Tehran, and they believe it's the Israelis. So I think, like many of us, Rick, we look forward to seeing more about what exactly they have in the way of evidence. I'm not disputing what they're saying at this point, though. I think they need a lot more than propaganda to just kind of trot it out there. More interesting, I think, to this story is the reaction of some of those who support Joe Biden. One of the notable responses is from John Brennan, former director of CIA, who's telegraphing his Twitter comments that he thinks that the Iranians ought to wait, show restraint, because supposedly a more reasoned national security team would be coming in. Now, the only thing I can interpret...
Wait a minute. Didn't General Flynn get into trouble for that?
Yeah, it's called the Logan Act, and he's practicing it right there in public. People can go look at it. But more importantly, it telegraphs the idea here that Joe Biden, you know, prevail and become president, there's going to be a lot softer stance regarding Iran and its program from the United States. So I think that's the one thing that we do know for sure at this point. Everything else is speculative and up in the air.
All right, I want to turn to the election irregularities, and lawsuits are continuing to fly. Some are successful, some are not. Sidney Powell has launched one in Georgia, and we spoke with Jim Trustee about that one earlier, went into some detail on it. Obviously, you've been involved in this from way back when, during the planning stages prior to the election. What would you say your kind of latest look at things would be on this?
Well, I think first, my testimony in Pennsylvania was correct. I think they had problems. So many of the folks who testified in Gettysburg, I have met with personally during my my seven visits to Pennsylvania, and three times I testified up there. So simply put, the very issues regarding digitization and lack of accountability and potential use of loopholes and vulnerabilities to create an outcome is, I think, coming true. You know, we don't know the results yet of this review, but it looks to me like a lot of the things we had discussed, I had discussed, and others had discussed regarding their need to get paper ballots, that you don't have machines connected to the internet. One of the things, I don't know if people really understand this, Rick, the Dominion machine, it's not a machine, it's a system. And within the Dominion system, you have four separate devices, all of which are electronic, all of which talk to each other. And with or without connectivity to the internet, you've created huge vulnerabilities by having this electronic connectivity. So it's really quite troubling and problematic that it appears to us that most of these machines were not certified to actually operate. That is to say, there's standards established in something called HAVA, which is a federal program for funding this, and then you have to basically run these things through tests and make sure they're ready. And I got to tell you, there's no appearance that they ever ran the test to make sure these things are ready. So that's just one aspect of what we're seeing.
You know, the frustrating part of this is, you know, you take the New York Times, the Washington Post, the major broadcast networks, all they say is baseless claims, misinformation. You've got a story out of Gettysburg. Just quoting a news article, a U.S. Navy veteran and data scientist from Pennsylvania alleged this week that 47 USB cards used during the state's November 3rd election have gone missing. As a result, he believes that as many as 120,000 votes cast in the election should be called into question. A U.S. Navy veteran and data scientist. And that's just one example of these hundreds of affidavits out there.
Yeah, so let's break that out a little bit. Greg Stenstrom, I know him. I've met him. I spoke to him about his affidavit, and I find it completely to be credible and competent as well as qualified. Boy, that's hard to find in this town. He's all three. And the bottom line is that he witnessed these moving in of ballots, trays of ballots. Now, think about this, trays of pristine ballots looking like they've never been mailed, moving into the voting room on the night of election. We call that an indicator in the intelligence business. And then you have him doing this issue and being able to observe and now confirm that these 47 thumb drives have gone missing. So again, we're talking about some huge issues regarding, you know, departure from what we know to be true regarding this, the election being safe.
Hey, there's one thing that story was floating around earlier in the week that with the moves that President Trump has made at the Pentagon, he has removed some people from their posts. And there was this speculation floating around that this might signal that the president would take action against Iran between now and January. put that one to rest, will you?
Yeah, look, the people he removed were the ones who wanted to go to war. So I'm just saying, it's like, I don't think that's going to happen now. President Trump has made it very clear, and he's kept his promise to not get us to any new war, which is extraordinary. No president in modern history has done that. And he's trying to reduce our footprint overseas, which I'm all for, and bring home the folks in Afghanistan. We long since won Afghanistan. It's the issue of nation building at this point, and we need to understand that. So the idea that we're going to go to war with Iran, it's, I think, a neocon wet dream that they would like to get President Trump to do something like that in his last days, because, you know, they just want war, apparently, and they want to blemish his record of actually living up to his promise of bringing people home. So, look, I'm just telling you, Rick, there's no indications we're going to war with anybody at this point, not let alone the Iranians.
Well, I can give you one more indication of why we wouldn't, and that is in his Thanksgiving Day remarks, the president was talking about how there were no wars in his 4 years. So I can't imagine that he'd be drafting one while making those comments. So
just don't think so.
Uh-huh. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, you can check out his Thought to Action podcast at londoncenter.org. You got a little extra time because of the holidays.
Rita Cosby was on for our latest talking about her father, Polish father, who was a member of the resistance, Polish resistance. So I highly recommend you all come over and check it out.
That's at londoncenter.org. Tony, enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. 7:45 on the Saturday Morning Update. We'll talk with KT McFarland next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Overall traffic is continuing to move well this morning on the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. Now on the outer loop at the BW Parkway, getting a report of a possible incident there, so do use caution. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway itself, everything looks good from the Beltway out towards Laurel and Fort Meade, and no delays on 95 headed from the Beltway in Calverton in towards North Laurel and heading in towards Elkridge. So far as you make your trip in Virginia on 95, looks good from Dumfries all the way into Springfield, and 66 runs without delay from Centerville to the Beltway. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Plenty of sunshine on this Saturday. We will see some slightly cooler temperatures. We did reach the lower 60s yesterday. Highs today into the upper 50s. Later on tonight, it will be clear and cold across the region. Lows in the 30s throughout the area. Lower 30s in the suburbs. Upper 30s closer to D.C. and points east towards the Bay. As we head towards your Sunday, morning sunshine, afternoon clouds. High temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
45 degrees at 7:46 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and sometimes when I'm out and about, people will say, is it really true that you loved your Good Feet Arch Support so much that you bought the store? Of course it is, I say. And I never dreamed that I would run marathons and continue to stay active without my feet getting in the way. When I bought the store in 2014, I would have never imagined that tens of thousands of customers would find relief from foot, knee, and back pain. The support of these loyal customers has allowed us to open new stores throughout Virginia, Maryland, and now North Carolina. I love to hear their stories of walking, running, and just enjoying their new life pain-free. Don't let foot, knee, or back pain keep you from living the life you love. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk and get your own Good Feet story. To find the store nearest you, go to goodfeet.com. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, Maryland.
The McMillan Sedation Dentistry team changes lives every day with our compassion and expertise. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and if you fear going to the dentist, we're here to help you get the treatment you need. My staff is like family who provides a safe, comfortable home where we can create smiles our patients love in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, we offer comprehensive, cosmetic and implant treatments from a single tooth to full mouth restoration all in one office with gentle sedation options. With years of advanced training, I'm able to provide solutions to the most challenging cases while keeping you comfortable and relaxed. My staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. We change people's lives daily, and we can change yours today. Call us at 703-503-9490. Learn more and see our smile gallery at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The 30-year fixed rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Need appliances? Then skip Black Friday and get to Brave Friday at Bray & Scarf. Going on now with savings opportunities and exclusive appliance deals. And Bray & Scarf's best price guarantee. All KitchenAid appliances are on sale at prices you won't want to miss. Plus, free basic installation and delivery on select Gen Air appliances. Great deals on great appliances. When you shop local at Bray & Scarf, you get the answers to all your questions and all the personal attention you deserve. Our appliance experts receive hours and hours of factory training. Whether you make an in-store appointment, schedule a video shopping session, or call, text, or chat with us, you get the advice you need, you shop smart, and you save big. With rebates, deals, and discounts you'll find only at Bray & Scarf. And only now during Brave Friday. Don't wait and don't miss out. The savings are happening now at all 15 Bray & Scarf locations or at BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
It is 7:50. It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. KT McFarland joins us. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Good morning, KT.
Good morning.
Well, your former close colleague, General Michael Flynn, pardoned by President Trump this week, and this was not just sort of a simple case. As we have noted in the past, the Justice Department had moved to dismiss the case, insisting that Flynn should have never been interviewed by the FBI in the first place. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan refused the request. He appointed a former judge to argue against the federal government's position. And in the months since, a three-judge panel's decision ordering Sullivan to dismiss the case was overturned by the full appeals court, which sent the matter back to Sullivan. Well, President Trump put an end to that.
You know, it's actually not a complicated case when you cut through all of that, because what happened was a group of people at the senior levels of the Obama administration, particularly in the FBI and the Justice Department, they decided that Donald Trump shouldn't be president. And they were going to make sure they did everything they could to stop his presidency. So they set upon General Flynn, and they set him up, and they blackmailed him, and they coerced him, and they tried to get to President Trump through General Flynn and myself. But what the Justice Department did was not justice. It was injustice. And when the others, when those people were gotten rid of and fired from the Justice Department, the next Justice Department, the next Attorney General came in and he said, uh-oh, these guys really did something wrong. It should never have happened in the first place. So here was a guy who was unjustly targeted and basically threatened his son with destruction. And so General Flynn pled guilty. Who wouldn't have pled guilty to save one of your kids? And it was the greatest injustice, I think, that's been done in modern times, certainly by the Department of Justice. He never should have been charged. He never should have been investigated. He never should have been forced to plead guilty to a crime he didn't commit. To me, the real crime is the fact that the people who did this, you know, the Comeys and the McCabes and the Strucks and the long list of people, they'll never be brought to justice.
The handwritten note, and this is from CNN, okay, the handwritten note from Bill Priestap, who was at the time the counterintelligence director at the FBI, and he mused how agents should approach the interview with Michael Flynn. He said, quote, "What's our goal? Truth, admission, or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired?" I mean, that's what was behind this.
Just think about that. I mean, that's something that happens in Nazi Germany and Stalin Russia, where a group of self-appointed, faceless, nameless bureaucrats who aren't elected to anything decide they're really in charge, and they're going to take down elected officials. They're going to take down heroes of the Republic because it suits their purposes. You know, to get him to lie. But the word lie to me always meant that you had to be intending to lie. They twist it. And so when they came after me, it was not that they would get you to lie, but they would trick you into making a mistake. And then they could say, aha, that's a lie. We're going to prosecute you. You know, what they wanted General Flynn to do was to plead guilty to crimes he didn't commit or say that other people had committed crimes that they hadn't committed, and that he could save himself, or in this case, save his son. I mean, even the bigger crime, it's not even a crime against Flynn or myself or even the president. It's the biggest crime is it's a crime against the nation. What did these people do? They have set that one side of the country against the other side of the country. We now are in a place where half the country hates the other half, doesn't trust them, doesn't believe them, doesn't want them in charge, doesn't even want to talk to them at Christmas dinner. And they've done it. Why? Because they thought they were better than everybody else, or in some cases, in the case of the media, it's because they were making money on it. I mean, they were selling the patrimony of the United States down the drain for their own selfish purposes. I mean, I look at this and say, a lot of these people, they've collected their 30 pieces of silver, and they've gone on. In fact, some of them are being appointed or rumored to be appointed to senior positions in the Biden administration. So they tried to destroy the nation. They may not have meant to. They may have thought they were anointed by God to save the nation, but in effect, they were trying to destroy American democracy.
Well, let's leave it on a more positive note this morning, KT. And next week, I want to spend some time talking with you about the Mideast policy and the successes of President Trump, because from what we're hearing on some of the incoming Biden administration officials, there will be some significant changes in terms of the policy toward Iran. And I want to spend some time with you next week on that. But I'd like to leave it more positive because it is a Thanksgiving weekend. And I know that you have family gatherings every year, and you have a very special family with your children in the military, and now your daughter Fiona, the newest member of the Florida House of Representatives. So tell us a little bit about Thanksgiving at the McFarland House.
Well, this year we always go around the table, and it's usually a big table, you know, multiples of people, several, five kids, and they all have kids. So we go around the table, what have you been thankful for this year? And usually it's stuff like, oh, I made the football team, or, oh, you know, material things. But this year, every single one of them, including even the kids, said, I'm thankful for my family, or I'm thankful because with the lockdown, I spent much more time with my husband, or I really realized how much my family means to me. And so as everybody went around the table, it occurred to me, wow, I bet this is happening all across America. And we've all been forced to kind of be with each other for the last 6 months, 8 months. And I think a lot of us have decided, hey, this isn't so bad. I've been forced to pare down my life. I wouldn't have otherwise done it. But what I find is that there is great strength in my family and in my faith. And this morning I read the note that General Flynn had sent out. He sent out an open letter about his pardon. And he mentioned that it was his faith and his family that got him through this. And so as much as that coup of Washington insiders and elitists think that they're smarter and better than everybody else, and as much as the people in the media were going to make money on destroying America, at the end of the day, they didn't do it. What they've done is we have America, our families are stronger than ever before. And so I think I come away with all this is with even greater faith in the nation and what it means to be an American and why it's important and why it's important to persevere. You know, all the people who counted us out, we're not out and out yet. We may change a little bit, but that's all for the better. That's what Americans do. We change. So my Thanksgiving was one of great, great gratefulness.
Wonderful sentiments from KT McFarland. And it is a holiday weekend. If you have a little spare time and you haven't read KT's book, you can download it at Amazon.com. There is a Kindle edition available to you. It is entitled Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, and some really amazing insight into how things have functioned in the Trump administration and Washington as well. KT, as always, thank you so much, and say hi to the family for us.
Happy turkey time to you, and may I be the first to say, politically incorrectly, Merry Christmas.
KT McFarland, thank you so much. We've got Garden Sense coming up next, right after the 8 o'clock news on WMAL. Thank you for joining us on the Saturday Morning Update.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this, so I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit aetnafeds.com/radio.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.